Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER Magazine, Lower Extremity Review, celebrating their 15th year. Basic Training MedX, facility in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Populate EMR, electronic medical records with their specialty with podiatry, and the UK Health Radio, one of the world's leading health and wellness stations. It's a great show. Today, my first guest is me. I'm going to be discussing my exciting The Sports Doctor's In consulting services for athletes, parents, and coaches. And then we're going to the Netherlands. Gerard Wouters, he's a Taoist therapist master and author, and he'll be joining me. Talk a little bit about the Tao and its thousands of years of wisdom. And then the Sports Doctor's In, some Dr. Bob wisdom, the emails. So initially I wanted to talk about, I've mentioned it before on the show numerous times with so many of the guests, some that participated in my book, others that were just involved in whatever their specialty happened to be. And doing my guest appearances on the British Columbia's Run With It, What's Your Racket with the great Lou Vickery, ex-New York Yankee, where we would be dealing with all these involvements of youth athletes, sports parents, like hashtag sports parents, and the idea of putting together a group of consultations where the sports doctor is in, and I will be available to speak to, whether it's coaches or parents, whether it's about an injury, whatever the problem happens to be, and either we will deal with it over a few different sessions, whatever that challenge or concern is. My son or daughter is the best athlete in the state. How should she be training? You know, my daughter's always had knee problems. You know, boy, this nutrition concern, et cetera, et cetera. And when necessary, I have put together over 20 experts and growing specialists, some who participated in the book, in all areas of sports medicine, parenting, coaching, nutrition, physical and mental training, and so many different chiropractic care, primary sports medicine care. So the ability to call on some of these many experts that I've had on as guests over the years. And actually, this was something I really wanted to launch this before the pandemic. I was really talking again about putting something like this together. I had all sorts of individuals. Whether it was the holistic psychiatrist, Dr. Denise McDermott, whether it was Katie Davis with RDK Sports Nutrition, whether it's acclaimed New York Yankee sports orthopedist Chris Ahmad, whether it's Chicago White Sox Bulls orthopedic doc, my colleague with Baseball Blue Book, Dr. Brian Cole, whether it is the sports psychology and mental training world of Robert Andrews from the Institute of Sports Performance, et cetera, et cetera. And these different experts being able to add their two cents, chime in to what these parents might be dealing with. And the bottom line of all of this, as I've spoken forever on The Sports Doctor, is there is an epidemic, everybody, with capital letters, an epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries. I'll include weekend warrior in adult sports. And I'll throw in what I've written about since 2020, pickleball. We talked about that concern, people jumping on the court, you know, at 60 years old, thinking they could run and jump and move around. Epidemic of these overuse injuries, the foot ankle problems, the shin splints, the knee problems, low back, where, as everybody knows who listens to the Sports Doctor, we talk forever about the fact any persistent or chronic or recurring postural problem is almost always related to foot mechanics, whether it's flat feet, whether it's high arches, whether it's other bunion deformity, hammer toes, et cetera. We have various foot imbalances, and orthotics many times are helpful for all of it. And so the fact that there's all, let alone the mental side, everybody, whether you are coaches or parents or sports parents, and I got news for you, the more serious your son or daughter is, the more these pressures are increased. As it is, whether it's over-scheduling, whether it is the challenge, oh, by the way, the money doctor's on my team also. She's got her own radio series, Dr. Francis Rahan. And again, the medical challenges of sports families whose son or daughters might be on club or traveling teams. You know, I can't tell you, and it's funny, you know, we're still celebrating. It's the 15th year anniversary. I can't believe it. Young Evan Lysacek, you all know I've spoken about him so many times. 2010 men's Olympic gold medal figure skating champion, was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates, in his boots. I can't believe we're celebrating you know, the 15th year. And the idea again of these kinds of specialists in different sports very, very early, again, whether your son or daughter's a gymnast, whether they're ballet, dance, even tennis, soccer, also baseball. All sorts of, when I've had on Dr. Ahmad from the Yankees or Dr. Cole, or also contributed to my radio show numerous times, and the group, Dr. Nick DiNobili, who from Philadelphia, he's been involved with the Eagles, he's been involved with the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania dance, ballet for decades, when we, again, talking about the kinds of challenges when we're dealing with specialists so early and these kinds of pressures. So the whole idea of being a quarterback, if you will, and being able to deal with, if I can count the wisdom from the 1,000 guests I've had over these 40 years, I'll let you know. But the ability to have such a talent, Mike Andrews and his senior group, gosh, Mike was working with the Blackhawks and the late, great Bob Guida decades ago. We were involved in the whole figure skating world together. Again, part of the group that we're putting together, involving, again, these physical and mental aspects. The world, again, of nutrition has become such a big deal. I've had on sports psychologists and female physicians talking about the challenge of eating disorders in the world of dance, in the world of ballet, in the world of figure skating. You know, what do you mean you didn't lose that 10 pounds? And those kinds of pressures physically and mentally. So the whole area, as everybody knows who listens to the Sports Doctor, and everybody, and again, if you go to the sportsdoctorradio.com. You can find out all sorts of information involving all of this that we're going to be running and jumping with as we speak, as well as all sorts of other areas of the Sports Doctor radio world. And we want to really, really be able to make a difference when we're dealing, again, with the health and wellness side. Big concern is drugs and sports. It's not news to anybody, whether it's a sports parent. Half the very serious youth athletes live on over-the-counter Advils and ibuprofens and whatever because, again, of the overuse. So the education side, the awareness side is a very, very big deal. This is one of the reasons why the mental game has always been such a big deal on the Sports Doctor. Gosh, the late, great Jim Vickery shared the radio show with me at College of DuPage, WKDC. Hey, WKDC, great jazz blues station. He was a sports psychologist, worked with Northwestern. He worked with the White Sox. He worked with the prison system. Back then in the 80s and 90s, he didn't even use the word psychology. It scared people away. He was a performance enhancement consultant. But when he was talking to sports parents, he was making a very, very big deal of a few so important principles for the sports parents and their young, talented athletes. And number one was, don't be a critic. Don't be in the car on the way home from the activity critic with your son or daughter. And number two, be a good listener. You know, be interested in how your son or daughter, how they're doing with their teammates, how they're doing with their coaches, how their body feels, especially at these high levels, where, again, we might very well see. I've got an article coming out over the next month or so about the prodigy sports. It's one of the titles, one of the chapters we talk about in the book, hashtag a sports parent. It's as important today as it was then with my co-author, Sharkey Zartman, the Hall of Fame volleyball coach and national team member over the years, college professor. And the idea, again, of the awareness and the challenge of some of these situations. The article is about the prodigy sports, these young 10, 12, 13-year-olds who are already specializing. We make a big deal, and we always have, whether it's the athletic trainers, whether it's personal trainers, doctors of all areas, we want children to play different sports. You want to specialize, wait till you're teenagers or above at least, as your body is maturing. But again, that's what the wishing list. The reality is again, I have 10-year-old figure skaters who are skating 9 days a week. This is not news to the gymnastics and or the tennis and or, again, you know, with Dr. Ahmad from the Yankees, he would say, you won't believe this, the famous Tommy John surgery, it's probably 25% of the Tommy John surgeries are adolescents. So much overuse, overthrowing in these situations. So this is why the mental game and the attention and the necessity of the sports doctors in consulting real message is that especially if your young daughter or son is specializing, you want to then get involved with the right type of physical therapy. You want the right kind of home program physically. You know, the famous Bob Guida, when he would talk about what all of his sports therapy in the world of tennis, in the world of hockey, in the world of baseball, and he would make such a big deal about strengthening the feet and ankles. That's why we got married in the late 70s, the role of the foot, as well as the role of balance, and what a big deal this was, regardless of age. The point was, again, you needed some special attention. Even though it's smart, even if your son or daughter's a recreational athlete, you want them to do the two things we talk about all the time, which is number one, strengthen feet and ankles. Ankle injuries are still number one at all levels. And number two is work on balance. So whether your son or daughter is the most talented soccer player as a 12-year-old, or we're talking about you in your 50s or 60s or even 40s, who you want to be getting back into running. Or, again, you want to jump into pickleball. Pickleball is physical. That's the reason I wrote that article for Lower Extremity Review, gosh, in 2021. And most of the world had never heard of the word pickleball, including me, a little bit before then, which was something like, what? What exactly is that game? It's the fastest growing sport in the country. What's interesting is, again, tennis players who were in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, almost all of them have been playing since they were a kid, if they're playing in their 60s or 70s. So the idea of the kind of movement that's necessary for racquetball, pickleball, or tennis, where if you've never really played before, and hey, I want to take up pickleball, and I'm in my 50s or 60s, be careful. We've seen such an overabundance of problems, both lower and upper extremity. So again, the quarterback of the sports doctors in is to be able to put my two cents into, number one, what are we really dealing with here with you or your son or daughter, what the situation is, and then have some discussion and ongoing sessions, a few different sessions and recommendations for potential. I might be sending you to the Katie Davis for all sorts of sports nutrition for you or your son or daughter. And we might be getting back in a couple of months so that we can compare notes and see what the progress has been. This has become a very, very big deal. Again, the mental side, again, the ability of your son or daughter to enjoy what they're doing is a big deal. Again, Jim Vickery would say, if it becomes drill and drudgery, your kid's going to burn out. It's amazing how Little League, maybe 25 years ago, woke up one day and realized, holy cow, 30, 40% of these kids aren't signing up again. Because there was too much pressure with the parents and the ranting and raving with even anybody. Nobody wanted to be an umpire. When I've had umpires on, which I've had for years in all different areas, they would talk about how difficult it was even to get youngsters, you know, being a ref in that young soccer game with these overzealous parents. So, again, this is what it's all about. I'll be talking about it all the time on the radio. Again, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. More information, thesportsdoctorradio.com. And for your 2 cents, send me an email, drrwile, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. We'll be right back. We're going to the Netherlands. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Doctor, we're heading out to the Netherlands. We're talking to Gerard Wouters. He is a Taoist therapist master and author. I've talked many times. I'm a big fan of the wisdom of the Tao. Gerard, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Give us some background, Gerard, on you and your specialty.
Well, about 30 years ago, I was at a business meeting, and there was this little Thai guy who was staring at me, which I found very annoying. Until I, the network business meeting was over, and I walked up to him, and he told me what my problem was, who I was, where we went wrong, etc., etc. So you can imagine I was flabbergasted. This guy, little guy who didn't know me at all knew exactly who I was and where my problems were.
You thought he was a psychic?
So I took him home, and wow, he stayed for 5 weeks tested me like crazy because he wanted to know that I had what it took to learn this. And after 5 weeks, he asked me, "What do you want to learn this?" So I said, "Yo, what the hell do you think?" "Of course I do. I've seen so many funny and crazy things. I want to know it. Get to the bottom of this." And so I did. So I had a 7-year-long training. And after the 7 years, I decided to make it a real treatment because this is far too valuable to keep in a monastery.
Yeah. Well, the Tao and Lao Tzu is thousands, thousands. The wisdom of Lao Tzu is so simple yet so profound, and thousands of years old. Talk about Tao in some general terms and Lao Tzu and what we're really talking about here.
Well, Taoism is a very ancient Chinese life philosophy. Lao Tse, the guy you're talking about, he lived 60 years before VZ. And he was the archive man of the emperor. And he was a very wise man. Lao Tse means wise man. And he had an incredible insights in all the process in life and how people were affected by all these processes. And well, they're still valuable and they're still valid in these days.
I find that, I think that's one of the reasons why, Gerard, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're a coach of a team, whether you're an athlete yourself from whatever the sport is, I call it the mental game that I've been talking about for 40 years, give or take a few weeks. I'm a sports doctor. Yeah. But the idea that the principles of whether it's success, whether it's contentment, whether it's happiness, whether it's high performance, whether it's healing, a big part of it is the same as it was, you know, thousands of years ago. And I think sometimes that amazes all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, we think we're all very civilized, but mentally, most people of us are still walking around in their bearskin, mentally. And yeah, that's a shame.
How do you find the, in your neck of the world, how do you find the medical world of, again, I have on many psychologists, I have on many psychiatrists, I have many physical, mental trainers. And where do you find medically the interest in or the cooperation with various of the medical fields? Might tune in or cooperate to the a Tao type attitude. Is it different in the Netherlands, for example, than it might be in the United States?
Well, it's a problem because they hardly ever want to recognize that things in the mind influence the things in the body. And that's too bad.
Yeah, well, you think that everybody knows this. Everybody knows this already. I've had on 1,000. Mm. Everybody, but easier said than done in so many areas. Yeah. And this is the, what are some of the bullet points in you and your whole dealing with clients and or I'm sure you deal with what type of individuals, again, when you're dealing with, what are some of the bullet points that you find are so profound that you want people to get?
Well, there's a few things. There's a few things that we have learned during the ages and they are not serving us anymore, like fear. You know, fear we have learned once ages ago and we needed this fear because we lived among a lot of wild animals who were out to kill us and to eat us. But I don't know how you are, but I don't see them in the streets anymore. So fear has no function anymore. And the problem is, when you fear something, you unconsciously attract it. So I unlearn it. You know, you have to unlearn it. And when you unlearn it, you don't attract the things you fear anymore. That's the trick.
Again, I find the topics are in general of attention on the sports doctor, Gerard, are number one, awareness. What am I talking about? What, the whole awareness of what it might be, the topic. Number two, very importantly, is education. the facts sure. and many of the bullet points like we're talking about. Number three are action situations. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. On the one hand, we've come a long, long way, baby, and many of mm-hmm. the, it's ironic, come a long way in realizing that maybe all these situations, and spirituality seems to play a very, very big deal in this. Not necessarily organized religion, but the spirituality, mm-hmm. Which is a much easier term. But I think we realize every day that the all of these mental things make a very big deal physically. Anxiety and chronic pain and all these autoimmune situations. And the idea is that many of the awarenesses of these kinds of thought processes are helpful, whether it's for you or your kids or your parents, mm-hmm. correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, when you start pushing people, they start to produce less and they start to perform less. And when we understand that and unlearn this and start to stimulate instead of pushing, then the result is the opposite and people thrive. Yeah.
Gerard, what are the age groups in general? In general, you might tell me from 3 to 103 because it's probably true, but what are the age groups mm-hmm. That you deal with, for example?
Well, most people I deal with have the feeling that they're not good enough.
How old are they?
Sorry?
What are the ages? What's the age groups of the people that you pay attention to? Do you see teenagers? Do you see super seniors? What are the ages, generally?
Well, I've got them from 8 until 88. But that's most of them are between 25 and 15. Yeah.
Now, one of the points I wanted to include you big time is I believe in the education system, in the school system, as well as in the general population, learning mm-hmm. to pay attention to this, the earlier, mm-hmm. the better. That's why I'm glad you mentioned 8 years old. This is one of the components, when people start thinking, though, you're talking about a religion, they're thinking you're almost mm-hmm. talking sometimes about a cult with the Tao. Have you found that as being sometimes some of the resistance of people paying attention?
Yeah. There are some people who indeed think this is some kind of cult or whatever, but it's not. It's a mindset, a lifestyle. It's a philosophy, and it's thousands of years old. And it helps us to unlearn a lot of things that don't serve us anymore and lets us understand the signals that we get from life and how to decipher them so they become messages that we can do something with.
And
now, we all have setbacks, but nobody understands what a setback really is and what it means. But if you can decipher it, it becomes a message that you can use.
Well, again, the idea today with the pandemic and social media, according to the mm-hmm. psychologists and the psychiatrists that I talk to, mental health is the biggest big deal that we've got going. Have you found the school systems, for example, and the Netherlands are an advanced culture, just like the United States is in a lot of different ways. How have you found the school systems paying any kind of attention, again, to the mental health, not necessarily the Tao on the left or visualization mm-hmm. on the right or meditation in the mm-hmm. medical, but the attention to the importance of the mental side of things. Do you find that the schools are paying attention and the medical no. world is paying attention?
No. Unfortunately not.
Still,
no,
right.
They're all,
that's why
all
we're
about
doing
the
show. That's
all
why
about,
we're doing the show, Gerard.
And right. Language and math, but nothing but the mental part of our lives and creative part. And that's a shame.
Even though, again, every time I talk to an expert over the decades in all of mm-hmm. these areas, again, psychology, psychiatry, mental training, high performance, pediatrics, et cetera, we spend time absolutely paying attention to the successes. there in again in youth sports, with all the abuse, with all the overuse, with all what a big business it is, we are seeing a lot of attention. I'm knocking my own horn here. We're seeing a lot of attention to the positive side, that kids need to have a good time and that parents need to enjoy the experience and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. At the same time, every expert in all these areas talks just like you. The reality is, unfortunately, that at best, we're treading water. And that, again, the idea of the attention to everything mental health means and the inclusion of all of these systems, like Taoism, which is, again, on the spirituality side, it's as good as it gets. Regardless of age, you know, again, from 8 to 88, like you said, even if we're talking sports performance and we're talking about what kind of mental program do I want my 14-year-old world-class tennis player to be paying attention to? Do I want her to be visualizing? Yes. Do I want her to be paying attention to relax and rest and relaxation? Yes. Do I want her to pay attention to some of these great principles? And this is where I see the sports medicine side, let alone the health and wellness side of, and that's why we keep pushing the envelope, whether it's here in Chicago or the Netherlands. Right, Gerard?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good luck to you, man.
Same to you.
Now, but do you find in psychology the word or mental training? What kind of generalization do you add Taoism to, if any?
Well, Taoism is not really, as you call, the normal psychology way of thinking, because that's more book wisdom. And we don't do book wisdom. We do everything out of experience.
Interesting
point. We
have point.
To experience everything ourselves before we can help others.
Yeah, book wisdom. You could talk about book wisdom for like forever, the idea of experiences and how those mixtures they come in, you know. But again, when we're dealing with some of these different challenges, we all understand the adolescent challenge from suicides on down is enormous in the United States.
Yeah, yeah.
So is the
COVID measures has really hit the mental health issues. Yes. Yeah. A lot of the youngsters are really into trouble with this.
Yes. I want to talk more about it, Gerard. We're going to be right back, everybody. It's the sports doctor. Mm-hmm. We're coming from the Netherlands. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, live from Chicago. We are across half the world into the Netherlands. We're talking with Gerard Wouters. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly, Gerard?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Because,
good.
You know, we're wild. I've had the real wild situation my whole life, so I wanted to make sure. We're talking about the role of the Tao and Taoism, a whole experience of thousands of years old that's touched so many lives in so many different areas, and its relationship to the mental health challenges, let alone the high performance challenges. I'd imagine in the world of business and living, has the senior population been a population that is tuning in after all our years to some of these points of wisdom? How are we doing?
Yeah, poorly, I'm afraid.
Yeah, poorly. Yeah. I would love to educate a lot of people.
Well, again, the,
and especially unlearned them.
Yes, yeah. The senior citizen population, whether we're talking from the sports doctor point of view on fall prevention, whether we're talking what's the best shoe for your mom or dad or you, you're playing pickleball, you're doing a walking program, or what is so important in the changes in nutrition and dealing with long-term chronic pain, or paying attention to the mental side of things. And this is what I've always found fascinating about the Tao and the feel-good side, the self-confidence, the self-awareness side. You know, there was a word we talk a lot on the Sports Doctor, mindfulness, which is, again, can you be in the moment? Can you somehow not hassle about the past, worry about the future? You know, golf is a great example. Can you forget that last hole you just played? And 20 years ago, medicine didn't know how to spell the word mindfulness. So in a way, there's been an explosion of all of this mental awareness. And this is why I'm really glad to talk about it with you, because I've always been a fan of the Tao and all these different areas. And again, senior mental health, one of our biggest areas of involvement of my friends, Rick Bava and the Today Health magazine world, and their whole idea, whether it's caregivers and some of these others. And again, coming up with some of these words of wisdom, I would think the senior population would want to be able to tune in. You got to send them the show, Gerard.
I will. I'll spread it on social media. Absolutely, no doubt. And I have a newsletter, so I'll send it there too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, again, you know, we're talking about the National Publicity Summit, my friends. Steve Harrison and his great organization, he puts together Meet the Media. And I probably was an attendee 10 years ago, give or take a little. And eventually I became part of the press. And I've always been impressed with whether it was the authors, the entrepreneurs, the inventors, the doctors, the kind of population he brought to the so-called world of meeting the media. And being able to expose their book and the mental health area, the self-help world. I've been a Tony Robbins fan forever, this guy, international, all of these areas. Yet, again, many times the expertise is that we still have such a long way to go in so many different areas. And, you know, now in the anonymity of the social media, let alone the mental side, the Zoom side, the medical health side, that's one of the only silver linings of the pandemic, was we started paying big attention to interactions. Tony Robbins said, what am I going to do? I get crowds of 30,000, nobody's coming. And all of a sudden they said, hey, let's do it virtually. Right. And this whole industry. But again, we talk about the challenges. Again, mm-hmm. they are so immense. And, you know, I guess, you know, the wisdom of the Tao. What's the title of that, his famous book? Is it the wisdom? What's the title of the book?
The title of my book?
Yes.
It's How to Make Life Simple, Happy and Successful the Taoist Way. And the subtitle is an introduction to a new way of living.
What's the best? What's the best website? What's the best website to go to about you and your work?
It's www.taoistis.nl.
And those it's out there,
I think I better spell it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tao is spent T-O-U.
Taoistis, it's Theo, and Anton, Otto, Isaac, Simon, Theo, Isaac, Simon, Cornelius, Hendrik, .nl.
Unbelievable. Talk about international situations. Yeah, they'll go to sportsdoctorradio.com and they'll find it out. In that you know, particular area. What was the original book? What was Lao Tzu's treatise originally, or the title?
The Tao Te Ching.
Yes.
That's the book of Lao Tse. It's a funny story. He saw the world going down the drain, and he tried to get out of the country, and
How
I'm not letting you go until you leave your wisdom here. And that's why he wrote the book.
How long ago?
Hmm?
How many, what was that, was that 2,500 years ago?
26.
Okay, really, man. You got me for 100 years. 2,500, 2,600 years ago.
Yep.
About what
yep.
was
yep.
the same kind of stuff in a lot of ways that is
mm-hmm.
staring us in the face as we speak. That alone is pretty amazing. And the title mm-hmm. is, again, is your book available now?
I'm getting it available this month.
Okay, great.
And I have to publish it on Amazon, and that's a bit technical. I have to...
good luck to you.
But
yes.
It'll be there this month.
Yes.
Still have a week, eh?
The title? Give us the title again. Give me the title again.
How to Make Life Simple, Happy, and Successful the Taoist Way.
Yes. And again, give me some hints. You know, the idea I try to say to new medicine on the Sports Doctor is, number one, eat smarter, whatever your definition of smarter is. Number two,
yep.
keep moving. And number three, reduce stress, the mental game.
Yeah.
So again, I mm-hmm. guess the world of the Tao, and that's why we're talking to Gerard Wouters from the Netherlands. You'll go to his different site. We'll mention his book when it comes out. Gerard, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the Sports
Doctor. Well, thank
you
for inviting us.
Well, yes, we'll definitely have you back sometime in the future. Again, the
cool.
whole world of the Tao. So many different areas that we will mention when your book comes out, you'll let me know. So thanks so much again for joining us. Everybody, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In. Hold on, Gerard.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple. With their top-tier support, visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, and welcome to the Sports Doctor is in segment. What I talked about the whole beginning of the show, but this is a segment we've done forever, where we feature upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob, and sometimes Dr. Bob Guida wisdom, answer a few emails. Everybody, again, the website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Great stuff. It's still new, so go to that site. You want to send an email, you want to look into the consulting of the Sports Doctors in, all you parents, sports parents and coaches, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Free consultation. Great guest coming up next week. Oh, speaking of the mental game, psychotherapist Steve Melman will be joining us. Again, that whole psychotherapist, all these different titles, it's interesting. Psychiatry, psychology, psychotherapy, etc. Different specialties, different titles. Bill Williams is coming back. A guy who's been sending out for decades emails on so many different great topics, great today topics in so many different areas all over the world. And his long background in various areas of communication, he'll be joining us. You know, the world of gutsy nurses. Ha, good luck to you. The challenge of nursing, the explosion of the role of nurses. Kathy Allen is going to be talking about all of that when she joins us. And then we're going to go out to Australia for a frequent guest, Sue Williams, the world of sports hypnosis. Again, mental game, hypnosis around for centuries, so powerful in so many ways, and the specialty of sports hypnosis. You know, for my Dr. Bob wisdom, I'm going to combine it with my the late, great Bob Guida. I met him in the late 70s, Mr. America, Mr. Universe from the 60s, who became a superstar in high-performance training and injury rehabilitation in his original organization, Sports Fitness Institute. Anyway, Guida made such a big deal. Whatever the sport was, whatever the level, whatever the athlete, strengthen the opposites. Strengthen the brakes. What are you talking about, Bob? You know, you're exploding and jumping the areas that allow you to land softly. You're swinging that bat in one direction. The areas that slow you down, control, stabilize all those motions. Hitting that volleyball, rehabbing that shoulder, Jim McMahon, you got to work on the opposites. Again, any sport, any level, we're talking about paying attention, including this philosophy, working the brakes, strengthening the opposites, coming down for a rebound, all those foot, ankle, muscles, tendons, that allow you to come down, let alone change direction in a flash with stability and balance. This is our Dr. Bob wisdom. A couple of emails. You know, Tom says, I'm a 45-year-old runner. I've been diagnosed with metatarsalgia. What are we talking here? We're talking about irritation, inflammation of the metatarsal joint. Could be the second metatarsal, the third metatarsal. Very important areas of the ball of the foot. And the metatarsalgia, inflammation, irritation, soreness can be under any of the metatarsals or a combination of them. And attention to this becomes important, especially if it's recurrent. Imagine someone who's got a hammer toe in that second toe, that knuckle toe, and we're looking at the second joint with our attention. We're not realizing that it's pushing down on that metatarsal joint as an example of something that could cause metatarsalgia. We can very successfully, even if it's recurrent and problematic, when we're incorporating orthotics with an accommodation building up around that joint, protecting the area around that joint. And it might be a football player. It might be any sport that I might be incorporating. A senior who's looking to get back on that pickleball court, or again, you, a 45-year-old runner, where orthotics and an accommodation can save you, let alone the therapy that might go into the treatment of the metatarsalgia. Everything from rest. Hey, back off, Tom. Be a walker for a couple of weeks. Work your other parts of the body. Let this thing calm down. Maybe do some anti-inflammatories. Get a proper diagnosis. You might have a stress fracture in that area. You want to rule that out. Long-term persistent metatarsalgia is a problem. It could give you big time, whether it's a callus under the area itself or it's, again, chronic inflammation. Injection therapy, regenerative medicine can come into, again, this is not a surgical problem initially. If that's a recommendation, get another opinion. Orthotics, accommodation. Mary says, you know, you're talking the mental game. Yeah, Mary, listen to the show, the whole show we did today, right? The mental game. And we include this in the treatment of any serious young athlete. You know, and this is a figure skating I was impressed with the great coach, Candy Brown. Candy Brown Burek, who was the first figure skating coach I was ever introduced to back in the late 70s, where she was coming to Sports Fitness Institute because she was way ahead of her game. She was including the mental side in skating and figure skating. She was a national champion, and she was dealing with, at that time, the young, late, great Angelo D'Agostino. He became an alternate with Brian Boitano in the Olympic world. And the idea of the mental game. And again, all these different areas where we're talking about the importance of meditation or rest and relaxation or realization and figure skating, and she had a lot to do with it, paid attention to it years ago, let alone today. So when we're talking about these areas, we want to be paying big attention, whether it's dealing with any of these situations. Jerry says, my mom's 80 years old. She's got an Achilles tendon. Can orthotics be a weapon? Absolutely, Jerry. Get podiatry and their two cents regarding the shoe she's in, your mom, and regarding whether orthotics. I've got a ton of senior citizens really, really benefiting, and Achilles tendonitis is one of the areas. So physical therapy and strengthening, proper diagnosis, yes, orthotics, everybody. Hey, see you next month. Next week, right? Live radio, man. He'll cut it out. The Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.